Hi, I'm Larry Lieberman. Welcome to another edition of Inside Windows Phone. Today I'm here with Cammie Lamons from our merchandising team. We have a contest you may have heard about called Next App Star, where we're going to be awarding an amazing prize, a placement in a national advertising campaign. And in that contest, it's based on 50% quality for the apps that come in, 50% quality, 50% ratings. And we wanted to talk to you. One of the questions we've been getting a lot about is what constitutes a quality app? Because for different folks, that means different sorts of things. And we thought we'd have Cammie here because Cammie works on our merchandising team. Our merchandising team is responsible for actually categorizing and rating our apps internally on a basis of quality. So that they can be picked and choosed for the selection in placement in our store where we actually promote items. So we promote applications in our store based on this quality assessment that takes place. And for some time, people have asked us, these are the applications that we put up here at the top level. It has a huge impact on the ability of that application to be presented and the uptake of the application. So. We thought it was important. A lot of people have been asking us, how do you rate the apps for that purpose? So we thought we'd have Cammie here to talk a little bit about that and then show you some demonstrations of apps that meet the different types of criteria.
Sure, you bet. So we can kind of dive in and start looking at some of the things we do. But for us, we review the apps. And then for apps that receive high ratings, we promote them in highly visible merchandising slots.
Is ratings the first thing that takes
place?
That's
right. The first thing we do is we review apps. And we use a variety of metrics that I can kind of talk about a little bit more. Three key features are functionality, utility, and enjoyment. And I can give you some examples of that. But once we select an app to merchandise, we decide which slot it's going to go in, which market it'll be running in, and then it goes live on your phone.
So these slots are different per market.
That's correct.
Every market in which Windows Phone's available, you'll see a relevant application based on your market and an application that's available in your market because not all apps are published to all markets.
That's correct. And so some apps go broad, some apps go very specific to a targeted market. Mm-hmm. So depending on the kind of content you have available in your app or your game, it's relevant for certain markets and that's where it'll go live.
Does user rating factor into the apps that you review? Or
we typically are ahead of the user rating, although not always. So we try and find...
Because it hasn't gone out the door
that's
yet.
That's right. So we try and find new apps or games that are just getting out, just getting released, possibly an update, and then go in and we do an internal scoring, we do an internal rating and review of that. And then once we find high quality apps that we want to run and merchandise, that's what we select.
Great. So should we look at some of these apps and talk about what sort of features they use that qualify them?
You bet. So the first thing that we could probably talk about is functionality. And we define functionality as meaning the app is really stable, it runs effectively, and additionally for functionality, we think about things that are really easy to use, easy to navigate, sort of intuitive how you use them, mm-hmm. and things that have high quality text descriptions, both in the app itself and in the store. Because one of the problems is if the text description in the store isn't particularly compelling, it's hard to know before you download it, is this what I was looking for?
Right.
So some apps that have good examples of that would be All Recipes.
Okay. So... Should we take a look
here? And All Recipes, I think, is just easy to navigate. If you're looking to find, okay, what am I looking for a recipe? Do I have things saved under my favorites? They have a really nice, clean layout, and it's a very stable app.
They're using a panorama here.
They are.
In sort of a magazine-type way, too.
That's right.
So you've got daily recipe.
So their layout is, you know, sort of easy to follow. And additionally, I'll just say that their text description in the store is really compelling, it's clean, we understand it's easy to tell what the app is about and why mm-hmm. you might want it. They also do a good job of updating the description with each update of their app, so you can see, is this an update I want to take? Does this have enough content in it for me to go through an update?
Right.
So the other one is Flixster.
Okay.
So if we want to look at that, very similar, high, you know, great
we've
performance.
We've had this app for a long time. I remember we actually featured this on the first version of Windows Phone at 2010.
There you go.
At Mix. This was one of the applications that we showcased at that time.
Yeah, and so same thing. I mean, I would say clean layout. It's pretty easy to tell what you can find in each of the sections. It's very stable. Performance is good. And then high quality descriptions. You can quickly view the description in the store and say, is this an app that I need? Is this going to meet my needs? Do I want to download this?
Right. And both these apps, I noticed, only use sort of three different categories in the panorama, and I think that's an important thing to note. A lot of people sometimes go overboard
that's right.
with a few of these controls. It's very easy to do. Sometimes people use pivots and panoramas when they're not even needed, when you could just use a single page, and that's quite a valid use too.
That's right.
I think people should be aware of.
And I think just, you know, it needs to be very easy to navigate. The screen size on a phone is it's not a PC. You want to be able to quickly find what you're looking for and have the user know sort of intuitively where to go to find what they want.
And the panorama is a great control to let you expand that screen, but you still want to keep that in, you know, you don't want to go crazy with it,
that's
I guess.
That's right. So the other category, one of the other categories we think a lot about is utility.
Mm-hmm.
And so utility for us means it drives really a lot of repeated use. So a lot of consumer behavior.
It's
they're
stickiness.
Used. It's sticky, that's right. And so we think
a
about...
A live tile might be.
That's right. And we look for things that are really optimized for the phone, that are device-centric, mm-hmm. and also things that are sort of unique mm-hmm. and innovative and with great visuals.
What's a good example?
So some good examples of that would be Translator.
Okay.
So if we want to go to Translator.
The Translators. This is the Bing
right.
Translator app.
That's correct. And depending on your lifestyle, this may be very sticky. This may be something that you're going and using all the time. But they've done a great job both with the very compelling visual layout. They do a really nice job.
They leverage the features of the phone because you can use the camera here.
That's right.
That's a pretty neat feature. Unfortunately, don't have any text here, but you could just show the camera looking at some text and it will translate it real time on top of the camera.
That's right. So they're doing a really fantastic
and voice,
job.
Voice, a new feature in Windows Phone 8. They're already taking advantage of our voice API to
yes.
Let you speak, and then they do recognition and translate that text.
That's right. And that actually is the exact thing that Urban Spoon is also doing. So one of the other examples, you jumped right to the next app, but Urban Spoon is doing a fantastic job of both, it's a sticky app if you're a foodie. If you mm-hmm. are going out and looking for restaurants, it does a great job of mixing together GPS enablement and speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So really taking advantage of the power of the phone and the device itself. So it's meant for you're on the go, you're walking around, where should I eat? How can I use this? And I would say this app does a really fantastic job of merging those features together.
Discover, cuisine, price.
Yeah.
It looks like it's looked at sort of a scenario-based approach, thinking in terms of how people might want to use the app and not just sort of throwing the raw data at them.
That's right. And as you change, you go to a different place, you're in a different city, you're traveling, maybe you're in, you know, traveling for work or for fun, this will help you find a different restaurant. It uses GPS to put you closer to a restaurant that's available to you. And then you
and I can just click on lunch right. and there Acacia Teriyaki comes
up. Apparently that's where we're going today. We can quickly see what's available to us in Redmond.
Awesome. And then what's the next one?
The last one is enjoyment. And
right.
for us that means an app takes advantage of all the functionality available on the phone. It uses the modern UI that the phone uses.
Mm-hmm.
And also where available, there are some great cross opportunities between different Microsoft products.
Right.
And so some ideas on that one, there's actually 4th and Mayer.
Okay.
If you want to go check
sure.
that one out.
This is our friend Jeff Wilcox's app.
Okay, great. So taking great advantage of both live tiles and super relevant push notifications.
I love that we're promoting his app yet again.
Okay, great. So there you go. It's so that's a great example of just sort of using the Microsoft Power, and the layout is really nice and clean as well. So.
And again, it's kind of a scenario-based approach. He actually thought a little bit about what is it people want to do when they open this app? And in Foursquare, it's kind of, I would like to see, the question he answered it as, I probably want to see where my friends are most
That's right.
recently.
That's
so
right.
the first thing that comes up is this friends list with the last 3 hours of check-ins.
That's great. And just a really good visual layout. And the next app that we could take a look at is Netflix.
Okay.
And I would say Netflix does a fantastic job on that cross-screen experience. And
right. There's so many different devices that
That's
Netflix
right.
runs on.
So Netflix can run on Windows Phone, or Xbox. And you can, if you have a subscription and you have it across all of your devices and you start watching something,
you can resume.
That's right. You can
your
pause
instant
and resume.
Queue.
So you can either keep watching it when you go back home and you're on your Xbox, or alternatively, you can restart it from the beginning if you weren't watching it with your wife. Now she wants to watch it with
right.
you. You can restart it as well.
The Kindle Reader does this too. I've noticed that you can actually sync the page that you were most recently on. So it typically is a situation where you're consuming a web service of
That's
some
right.
kind, some sort of web service experience, and you want to make sure all those experiences operate identically in terms of consumption or presentation or what have you. I think that's a critical mobile phone experience.
That's
so
right.
you're writing a blog post that will be up hopefully by the time we show this video or
That's
in
right.
the near future.
In
we'll
near future.
Link to it from this page. And you know, as we go forward, we'll probably have more conversations about what constitutes a high-quality app. We want to make sure that you have all the information you need to build the highest quality apps possible. So that's it for today. We'll see you again next time on Inside Windows Phone.
Thanks.